This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're looking at something that has got so many names. When you include the cultural reference, it goes up to 8-9 names that we're using to call it. But for today, for the purpose of this conversation, let's stick to stork bite, or however you call it in your culture. And to have a conversation about it, I'm joined on the line by dermatologist Dr. Knowledge Matsiriso Muyawa. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a minute. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Sekani. Good morning to the listeners as well.
So today we're talking stork bite. Take us through what this is and how it generally presents itself.
So a stork bite, the medical term for it, we call it a nevus simplex, which is actually just a reddish or in a darker skin patient, it will look like a red to purple colored patch that can occur on the back of the neck, or sometimes on the face, especially in the portion between the eyebrows or around the nose area. And it will appear as a red patch, usually in the newborn age or the infant age. And as the baby actually grows, ideally they tend to actually become less apparent or disappear. And that's because the level or the type of blood vessels that are actually causing the appearance are the very thin or very superficial blood vessels that we call capillaries. So as the baby grows, the skin matures and sort of covers, and the pigment of the skin sort of covers those and superficial blood vessels as capillaries. The stork bite actually does end up disappearing after some time as the baby grows.
And medically, is it known to cause any discomfort or any pain?
No, fortunately not. It's just the appearance of it that can be a little bit disconcerting for the mom or the parents of the child. But by the time the child is old enough to actually be socially interactive, most of the time it has actually or should have actually disappeared, unless it's actually another type of vascular malformation.
Sure. And at what point do we then seek medical help when we see this presenting itself?
It's always a good idea when you take your child for vaccinations to have the clinic sister or the pediatrician have a look at it and assess it. And then they'll be able to tell you if it's something that the baby will outgrow or disappear, or if it's a more what we call persistent lesion. So things that we look out for that are more persistent, that will be a birthmark that persists as the baby gets older or lifelong, is something called a port wine stain, or what we call your hemangiomas, infantile hemangiomas. So there, the child will be over the age of 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, but still having this persistent red patch. So you then need to see a pediatrician or a dermatologist for them to give you the correct diagnosis and then assist you with the treatment. But pain-wise, none of those lesions are painful.
Sure. So, and the little reading that I did, Doc, it also suggests that adults also do present with such bites, stork bite. Are they any different from those that are in babies in terms of presentation and just generally as a stork bite?
So if we stratify them according to what we, and the few of the terms that we spoke about now, so the stork bite is called the nevus simplex, and that should disappear usually by the age of about 2 years.
Yeah.
But the persistent red birthmarks that are then forming from changes in your capillaries or your larger blood veins or blood vessels in the skin, those ones are what we call a port wine stain. That you usually see on the right or left side of the face or the neck or the forehead or even the scalp. And it also causes a thicker texture to the skin.
Okay.
And then the hemangiomas are also still a little bit more raised, thicker, and a little bit larger. And they can persist throughout childhood and also into adulthood.
Sure. And what should one not be doing when it comes to stork bite?
Don't leave it unattended, if I were to say that.
Okay.
So, like I said, have the appropriate healthcare professional have a look at it. So things like your port wine stain and your infantile hemangiomas, if they are persistent beyond infancy, that child needs to be seen regularly. So I'd say annually or maybe twice a year by a pediatrician, because a port wine stain can be associated with symptoms related to epilepsy. And also then you can also have structural bone abnormalities in relation to your infantile hemangioma. So if you find it's persisting for longer than a year, please start seeing a pediatrician or a dermatologist, first of all, to get you the right diagnosis between the other two, Port Wine Stain and the hemangioma, and then surveillance for those kind of other associated conditions, which can be epilepsy. And then just have the child seen annually or report any physical or neurological symptoms that the child might experience that you are not sure of. Get your pediatrician to see that child at least once a year or every 6 months or so.
Absolutely. Doc, thank you so much for taking time having this chat with us. We really do appreciate it. How do people find you if they're in need of a dermatologist?
Skin care specialist, myself, Dr. Mayala, I'm available at number 79 Plain Street. And as you can hear from our conversation, we look after the skin health of anybody from the age of zero up to the age of 100. Anything that you see that looks irregular on your skin, always welcome to make an appointment and come through. Our numbers are 015-010-1106. And we're available at number 79 Plain Street in Polokwane. And then we do outreach clinic once a month to Tzaneng and also to Toyando.
Thank you so much.
If you check our socials, it's skin.plk and all the information is there.
Thank you so much, Doc. Do enjoy the rest of the day. There you have it. Leaving it unattended is the one thing that you should not be doing, but you should be getting your child looked at by a pediatrician. And if it persists, at least have it looked at once or twice every year, because the problems might be greater. I mean, it has been associated with things like epilepsy. So it's deep. But when we talk about stork bite, it's not just a medical thing that comes to mind. It's deeply also a traditional cultural thing that, you know, has been for generations treated in our African way of treating things.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.